This story of the road to Emmaus has long been a text for retreats and personal reflection, and for right reason. But there's a fun little theological tidbit, just going to branch off a little bit to share with you. And it's in the Emmaus story that we see the Mass lived out in a practical way. It's even one of the reasons why Mass is the way it is, that the Reformate format the Mass actually after the Emmaus story in many ways. For example, Mass is separated into two parts, the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. And we see these two parts play out in the Emmaus story. We hear the disciples walking with Jesus, who tells them about Scripture and opens Scripture to them, similar to what we have when we hear the readings and the homily, which hopefully opens up the Scriptures as well. Then we hear Jesus blesses the bread, breaks it, and gives it to them, just as we have communion. They then speak of how this experience left their hearts burning, and they go to share this story of how Jesus appeared to them. And we too are called to leave every Mass with burning hearts and go share how Jesus has appeared to us at Mass as well. And so we see in the Emmaus story, the Mass literally lived out. It's an invitation for us to consider, how can we live out the Mass as well? But I think really what this story is about, at least for us today, is considering for ourselves if Jesus is just a story in our life, or if he is a person that we know, love, and walk with in life. For just as it was for those two disciples that we hear about, it can be difficult for us to come to a place of personal encounter with Christ in our life. We can find ourselves going through life and, like these disciples, discuss, debate, and hear the story of Jesus, but not realize that he's walking right alongside with us. We hear and debate these amazing things about Jesus, that he is a mighty prophet in deed and word, that he was sentenced to death and crucified. We join in their hope that he is the one to redeem us, and we are told and share that he rose from the dead. And we want to believe this incredible story of Jesus, we truly do, but there's a part of us which thinks that perhaps it sounds too good to be true. Can we really believe what we hear about this person called Jesus? And so, like these disciples, we continue on through our life speaking and hearing about Jesus, but to us personally, he remains a stranger to us. We know about Jesus and his story, and we are moved by his story, but we don't know the person of Jesus personally, as evidenced by the fact that he can often be walking right next to us, and we have no idea who he is. We have no personal relationship with him. We may, in fact, be afraid to confront this reality, but we should not be embarrassed or distressed by it. For after all, we just heard two disciples struggle with the same dilemma 2,000 years ago. And they, in fact, had front row seats to the person of Jesus. They had seen Jesus in person, and still, they don't even recognize him when he's walking alongside them. And as I was reflecting upon this, a word came to mind which I think can help us move from going through life hearing about the story of Jesus to going through life with the person of Jesus. And the word that came to mind is expectation. Imagine how differently we would go about our day in life if we expected to find Jesus walking beside us. For this is the shortcoming of the two disciples in the gospel. While they heard and perhaps even believed all that was true, all that they had heard was true, that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead, even though they heard this story and believed in it, they did not expect to encounter him personally. And because they had no expectation, they did not recognize him. He remained simply as a story for them. A beautiful, hopeful, profound story, but a story nonetheless. Now we too can go about our day in life believing in the story of Jesus, but unless we expect to encounter the person and to find him alongside us each and every day, we too will not recognize him. And he will simply remain a story for us rather than a person for us in our life. We must have, as King David invites us to in the first reading, have eyes to see the Lord ever before us, to know that Jesus does not pop in and out of our life haphazardly, but walks ever alongside us. He is, in fact, always in our life. We need only to expect him to recognize him. When we do this, we too will find Jesus is not just a story for us to hear and discuss and debate about, but a person to know and love and who makes our hearts burning so much that we want to introduce him to those around us and not just tell the story about him, but we will want to share the good news with them that they do not have to go through life alone, but with Jesus himself, not a story, but a person. A person who rose from the dead, a person who walks alongside us, and a person who is our daily companion in this road of life.